Nicole, thank you for joining us this week for Alamogordo Now. We're starting off with some news from the Alamogordo City Commission. At the meeting tonight, they're expected to fill the empty District 1 seat that was vacated. What can you tell us about what's happening here in District 1?
In District 1, Jason Baldwin had been the city commissioner there for a while, and he got married recently and moved out of his district, so he vacated that at the end of last month. And there are six people in the running who've applied for that position.
Are they going to decide at the meeting who is going to fill the position?
That's the hope. It's listed as a commissioner District 1 vacancy interviews and possible appointment. It's local government, so there's always a possibility that they may not make a decision. But since there's six people in the running, I think they might take somebody, and that candidate, the winning candidate, will take the oath of office. And once it's administered, they go onto the dais and the meeting will begin.
All right. Now we're going to close. We only have about 30 seconds left, but there's news of prescribed burns in the area. What can you share with us about this?
Yeah, in the 16 Springs area, which is near Mayhill, the Lincoln National Forest announced that starting this week and running through next spring, they're going to be doing some prescribed burns in the 16 Springs area. And the smoke from that is expected to travel northeast towards Roswell, but may impact nearby homes. Prescribed fire is something that they do that to help reduce the risks associated with wildfires that might break out, as we saw earlier this year with the Three Rivers fire near Ruidoso.
Okay. Nicole Maxwell is a reporter with the Alamogordo Daily News. Thank you so much, Nicole, for updating us this week.
Thank you.